Son, never stop learning.
Here is a person you would never flag. Deadlines met, emails answered, meetings attended. On paper, a solid performer. But ask them whether they shared their last good idea with their team, and the answer is number. Ask whether they believe a promotion is actually coming, and they go quiet. Talent LMS surveyed 1,000 U.S. employees in March 2025 and found that 54% reported experiencing some level of quiet cracking. Roughly 1 in 5 said they experienced it frequently or constantly. That is not a fringe signal. That is a structural pattern hiding inside normal-looking output. Now, the term itself needs careful handling. Quiet cracking describes employees who remain outwardly functional while persistent workplace unhappiness gradually erodes engagement, reduces discretionary effort, or increases the desire to leave. TechTarget has been clear on this. Quiet cracking is a workplace trend label, not a clinical diagnosis. That distinction matters enormously, Muhammad Ali Murtaza, because it changes what you do with the information. A clinical diagnosis requires a clinician. A pattern label requires a pattern reader. And reading patterns is exactly what this course trains you to do. Think of it like a hairline fracture in a load-bearing wall. The wall is still standing. Nothing has collapsed. But the structural integrity is compromised, and standard inspection misses it entirely. So, how does quiet cracking differ from the trends you already know? Quiet quitting, as CNBC reported, generally refers to limiting work to required duties, a deliberate boundary-setting behavior. Quiet cracking begins earlier and runs deeper. It starts with persistent dissatisfaction and can eventually lead an employee to restrict effort to the formal minimum. That means quiet cracking may be the upstream condition that produces quiet quitting. Burnout is different again. The World Health Organization recognizes burnout as an occupational phenomenon involving chronic stress. Quiet cracking, as TechTarget notes, is a newer descriptive label for weakening engagement, not a recognized clinical state. The practical difference for a manager is this: burnout often requires recovery and reduced load. Quiet cracking often requires a structural fix in how power, recognition, and opportunity are distributed. Wellness perks will not close that gap. The key idea here is what makes quiet cracking strategically dangerous. A worker can experience it without visibly reducing performance. Standard productivity dashboards will not catch it. What the Talent LMS research found is that employees experiencing quiet cracking were less likely to take on extra responsibilities, share ideas, or attend team events. Reduced idea sharing is an early signal even when assigned output remains acceptable. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce reported another telling data point from the same research. More than 60% of employees generally felt their managers listened to their concerns, compared with only 47% among employees experiencing quiet cracking. That gap is not about personality. It is about perceived access. The factors associated with quiet cracking, according to TechTarget, include insecurity, unclear expectations, economic uncertainty, and disconnection from managers. And here is the power dynamics layer that makes this course different from a standard engagement survey. Accountability may remain fully visible while access to information, influence, advancement, and recognition stays concentrated above. The employee carries the weight. The organization keeps the keys. Remember this as your operational anchor for everything that follows. The most useful early question is not whether an employee appears busy. It is whether responsibility, recognition, authority, information, and opportunity are moving together. When they are not, you are looking at a quiet crack forming, Muhammad Ali Murtaza. Given your study of Green's power framework, you already understand that formal titles and real influence are rarely the same thing. This course applies that same lens to the workplace, ethically and practically. Quiet cracking is a functional state of persistent unhappiness caused by a mismatch between what an employee carries and what they receive in return. It is not laziness, it is not weakness, it is not burnout. It is a power literacy failure, and it is detectable early if you know what patterns to read. The next lecture maps those patterns precisely.